USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a special event at the White House with the Dutch Prime Minister at a ceremony honoring an American flag which flew on a U.S. Navy vessel during D-Day.
Today, on behalf of the American people, I will receive an American flag that flew aboard a ship carrying the first waves of United States service members to land in Normandy.
In other news, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul sounding extremely unhappy with all the criticism since blocking passage of funding the 9/11 compensation bill. He's a guest on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
People need to wake up and not be so sort of overwhelmed by celebrity that they take out-and-out falsehoods and ad hominem attacks from really a gutter snipe like Jon Stewart.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another escalation involving Iran, the president telling reporters in Washington, D.C.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message regarding religious liberty. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department.
We're all in this fight together. You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day and always.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
The latest now on actor Kevin Spacey and his sexual misconduct accusers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
Spacey, in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing. Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.